There are just a couple of letters to the Evening News this week.
The demise of a shoe factory has made David Coe of Norwich write in. It was sad to learn that the Van Dahl shoe factory in Debden Road was going to shut down. It was particularly sad for me because the Van Dahl shoe factory brings back many happy memories, even though I did not work there myself. My late stepfather, Cecil Dawes, worked on the shop floor making shoes for most of his life. Apart from the military service during the last war, and my late mother, Millie, also worked for many years as a part-time cleaner, and it was there they met, fell in love and married. The factory was then called Chiddocks and was slowly, like many other shoe factories at the time, going downhill. And what saved and transformed it was being taken over by the Florida group who made Van Dahl shoes and the Goodman family who owned and ran it. What always amazed Cecil and my mother was how well the Goodmans treated their workers compared to how they had been treated before the previous owners. The Goodmans also gave great Christmas parties for their employees' children, something that had never happened before. I am ashamed to say I cannot remember any of the Goodman family names, but Mum and Cecil were full of praise for them all.
Paul Staples of Worstead writes of kindness of the humankind. Since being in the position of scarcely being able to walk but a few yards at best, relying heavily on walking sticks and a four-wheeled trolley in my car, I'm truly amazed at the kindness shown to me by the guys and girls in the street. Doors are held open for me to pass. My sticks, should they fall, are mostly picked up by these kindly souls. One particular chippy I call at even brings my food out to the car for me. And the best bit, it is with a smile and kind words. My faith in human nature is restored, and this includes young and old alike. So, to all you kindly folks out there, my most sincere thanks for helping an old crock of 83 this year. Thank heavens I can still drive perfectly. Up until recently, I was doing a volunteer hospital driving service, but had to give this up, as many of my clients were in better shape than me, and older too. My most sincere thanks to my unseen helpers.